Florida's running out of the drug it uses to sedate people during executions. What's more, the entire supply the state has expires at the end of November. So the Department of Corrections plans to switch to a different medication in the same drug family as Valium and Xanax. It's called midazolam.
This has been a drug that they pre-anesthetize people with, but it has not been a drug that they would completely anesthetize somebody with, and certainly it has never been used in a death penalty context.
That's Florida International University law professor Stephen Harper, who says his research makes him critical of the death penalty. Because midazolam hasn't been used in executions, a challenge has been filed in federal court by a state agency that represents death row inmates after they're convicted, the Capital Collateral Regional Council. Because Florida injects death row inmates with three different drugs, the council says people could feel extreme pain from the second two drugs if they're not deeply unconscious from the first.
And the second drug would paralyze somebody so you couldn't tell that they were experiencing pain. And that's why most states are getting away from this three-drug protocol.
Department of Corrections spokeswoman Misty Cash says the state doesn't talk about how and why it chooses execution drugs.
It could interfere or compromise the safety and security of the institution and those involved.
She says midazolam is replacing another drug that's in short supply, not only in Florida, but also at prisons across the country. Richard Dieter with the Death Penalty Research Center, a Washington, D.C.-based organization critical of capital punishment, says the shortage may stem in part from the political beliefs of the drug's mostly European manufacturers.
This is involving, of course, our international allies in Europe who are see the death penalty as a violation of human rights, and that's why they're imposing these sanctions on us.
Midazolam, the drug coming to Florida prisons, is commonly used in operating rooms and dental offices.
A couple of milligrams, a person doesn't know what's going on. It allows the physician to do whatever they want to do, whether it's a colonoscope, whether it's whatever it is.
That's Florida A&M University College of Pharmacy Dean Michael Thompson. But he's quick to add the dosage used in lethal injections is at least 125 times the normal medical dose.
I'm not aware that a person can receive that much and still be conscious. That's a lot of drug.
The drug is scheduled to be used in executions starting December 1st. Meanwhile, a hearing in the prisoner's lawsuit is scheduled for November. For WFSU News, I'm Jessica Palumbo.